USA Radio News.
The White House is encouraging people to be, quote, really careful when using period tracking apps and making online searches for reproductive care in states with stringent abortion restrictions. Jen Klain, Director of White House Gender Policy.
I wouldn't say we're directing people, but I think people should be really careful about that. And one of the things that HHS did just last week was, as part of this website and also made public in other ways, is literal instructions, practical instructions of how to delete certain apps that are on your phone so that if you want to protect yourself, you have the ability to do that.
13 U.S. states have so-called trigger laws that would immediately ban abortion, and more states will ban or restrict abortions in the coming months. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
President Biden signed an executive order aimed at protecting access to abortion. He was facing pressure from fellow Democrats to be more forceful on the subject after the Supreme Court ended a constitutional right to the procedure 2 weeks ago. The president blasted the court's decision and urged women and men to vote for pro-choice candidates in November. A man from Florida is being convicted for helping ISIS.
A Florida man will spend 20 years in federal prison for attempting to provide material support to ISIS. The Justice Department announced Romeo Langhorne was sentenced in a case dating back to 2014. In his guilty plea, the 32-year-old man admitted to using social media accounts to voice his support for the terrorist group. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Actor Tony Sirico, known for his role as mobster Peter Pauly Walnuts on The Sopranos, has passed away at the age of 79. His manager has confirmed he passed away Friday. There was no immediate cause of death. A Virginia businessman has been sentenced to nearly 3 years in prison for scamming his way into $1.6 million in federal COVID-19 relief funds. The Department of Justice said the 47-year-old was sentenced to 33 months for his role in a scheme that involved at least 63 bogus loan applications. During the trial, his attorney argued that his girlfriend coordinated the scheme. The Texas Juvenile Justice Department is locking up kids in their rooms for up to 22 hours a day because there's not enough staff to care for them. That is according to the department officials. The agency had a 71% turnover rate last year, and officers are working up to 16 hours a day, Interim Executive Director Sandria Carter said. The staffing problem is also so severe that not only did the department halt new intakes, many inmates will be forced to stay longer because they're not getting the rehabilitation they need. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.